It's Ian Pickus, and we're in the Congressional Corner today. We've been speaking with Josh Reilly, a Democratic candidate running for Congress in New York's 19th House District. That seat is currently held by Republican Mark Molinaro, who is running for a second term. Josh, we have a lot of topics and only one segment to do them in, so let's see if we can do a bit of a lightning round here.
Sure, you got it.
President Biden, you know, there are a lot of questions about his ability to serve another 4 years. How would you rate his performance so far, and do you think he can still do it?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't do this thing of giving grades and that. What I look at is issue by issue, and there's some things that I think he's done well, and there's some things that I disagree with him on. I think,
like what?
Things I disagree with him on.
Yes.
So, for example, I think part of, you know, I'll give you just one recent example. I think the trade agenda that the administration was trying to push just a couple of months ago was very short-sighted. I don't think it was good for American workers, particularly our manufacturing sector. I would have opposed that. I was glad to see a lot of folks oppose that and bring that down. But look, at the same time, he took on the big pharmaceutical companies and is getting us on a path toward lowering the cost of prescription drugs. So I know that the political pundits like to play the game of give a grade, but for me, I take it issue by issue. And that's how I'm going to approach the job in Congress, too. You know, I'm not going to vote the party line. I'm going to look at each issue and see what's best for folks in my district.
But as we speak here in late March, you plan to vote for Biden?
You know, I am. And for me, I think there's a lot of frustration that I'm hearing from folks, and I share it, that we're doing this again as a country. I think a lot of folks here want new leadership and they want fresh faces. I think it's a part of the reason why my campaign is gaining a lot of support, because I'm coming at it as a newcomer running against a 30-year career politician. But the choice that we have is one between Trump's agenda, which is Molinaro's agenda, which is to ban abortion here in New York, to cut Social Security, to block immigration reform. You can have an agenda that's about bringing manufacturing jobs home and lowering prescription drug costs. So that's the way I'm looking at it.
In an earlier segment, you mentioned abortion rights. So specifically, if elected to Congress, what would you do now that Roe v. Wade is no longer the law of the land?
Yeah, well, Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land, and it can be the law of the land. And all it takes is an act of Congress to make it the law of the land. And right now, today, Mark Molinaro could walk into the House chamber and sign his name to the bill to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land. And he won't do that. In fact, he's done the exact opposite. He had an opportunity very early in his term to restore a woman's right to choose, and he blocked it. He voted to make it harder for women in the military to get abortion services. I mean, these are women who are putting their lives on the line to defend his freedom, and he is voting to take theirs away. We even know now that he supports Donald Trump's abortion ban, even here in New York. Trump, just a couple of weeks ago, put out his proposal for an abortion ban that would restrict access to New York. Molinaro has come out supporting a nearly identical proposal. And I'd say it's probably disappointing that that's been his record, but I can't imagine anybody surprised by it. In his 30-year career, he opposed legal abortion in New York. He voted to allow domestic abusers to have guns. I mean, my God, he voted to shackle pregnant women that were going into labor. So it's a major contrast with us. I've done work to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment to make sure women can make their own healthcare decisions. And I think that's what this is all about. Those are decisions that women should be able to make themselves, and politicians like Mark Molinaro should stay the heck out of it.
Do you support the Green New Deal?
I support the principle that we should have a massive, massive investment in fighting climate change and protecting our planet. There's some details that I don't necessarily agree with, and the devil's always in the details. But the general principle that we should be mobilizing our workforce and giving people great opportunities to get into the middle class by fighting climate change is something I agree with. And look, this is important because I look at this in two ways. One, I'm a dad and I have two little kids, a three-year-old son and a nine-month-old son. And a big part of the reason I'm running for Congress is because I want them to grow up in a functioning democracy, and I want them to grow up on a planet with clean air to breathe and clean water to drink. And I'm really worried about that for them. I also think when we're talking about fighting climate change, it's really important to remember that I think upstate New York is really well positioned to take on this challenge. I'm really proud of being a fifth generation upstate New Yorker with a family that worked in the shoe factories where we made the boots that our soldiers wore when we trampled fascism in Europe. We made the circuit boards that brought the world a technology revolution. And now one of the biggest challenges the world's facing is climate change. And I think we can create lots and lots and lots of really, really good middle-class, blue-collar manufacturing jobs taken on that fight. Unfortunately, my opponent voted to repeal the investments that would allow that to happen.
Let me go to foreign policy. Do you support calls for a ceasefire in Israel, and would you tie any restrictions to further U.S. aid to Israel?
Yeah, so my what I've said about this and the situation in Israel, and I'll say again, is I think first we just have to recognize how heartbreaking the situation is there. I don't see how you can see the images on TV at night and not just feel devastated. I'd say that as a dad, first and foremost. After October 7th, what I said, and I still believe, is that Israel has a right to defend itself. And I believe America has not just a strategic, but also a moral imperative to stand with our allies. And what we saw, Hamas is a barbaric terrorist organization, and it needs to be eliminated from the world. At the same time, I have some pretty serious concerns with the way this war has unfolded, and I would support an immediate ceasefire to get our hostages out, to get humanitarian assistance in, and to do what we need to do to course correct and get us back on a path toward a two-state solution where the Israeli and the Palestinian people can live in peace side by side.
I want to end by talking about the migrant situation in New York State. Your opponent, Mark Molinaro, went to the border with some other Republicans and then voted to impeach Mayorkas. He said that we need to reestablish Remain in Mexico rules. How would you deal with the border situation and the ripple effects that have, you know, a lot of migrants being sent north to New York State?
Yeah, well, he's really, really good at the political theater around this, and he's really, really bad at solving the problem. You know, look, this is our immigration system is completely and totally broken. It's a complete mess. And instead of doing the real work of fixing it, our politicians are failing us. They're just pointing fingers at each other instead of solving the problem. And I'll say that goes for everybody. It goes for folks in Albany. It goes for New York City, Mayor Eric Adams. It goes for folks in Washington, the Biden administration, and Mark Molinaro. He's really, really good at pointing fingers and really bad at solving the problem. And he's got a 30-year career doing this. When he was in the state and the local government, he would blame the federal government. And now he's in the federal government, and he's blaming the state and local government. It's time for all of our politicians to just grow up and fix the problem and stop playing political theater with it. I mean, that's the worst part of this and why it's so damn frustrating. You've got these politicians like Mark Molinaro who are not serious about solving the problem, but they're really interested in exploiting it for political purposes.
Yeah, but how would you fix it?
Well, the first thing I would do, there's a bipartisan deal on the table that is endorsed by our Border Patrol union. I don't love everything in the deal. There's some stuff that's good. There's some stuff that's not great, but it's a heck of a lot better than the current situation. It's bipartisan. is negotiated by one of the most conservative members of the Senate. And it's a deal that would address a lot of these problems immediately. And you know why Mark Molinaro won't support it? Because his boss, the Speaker, Mike Johnson, told him not to support it. Why did Mike Johnson tell him not to support it? Because his boss, Donald Trump, told him not to support it. Why did Donald Trump say not to support it? Because he wants to exploit the issue for political purposes. I mean, this is what is wrong with our entire political system. You have these politicians who are more interested in getting reelected and playing politics with real challenges than actually coming together and doing something about it. So people here are really, really frustrated by this, really frustrated with all the politicians on it. I join that frustration, as you can probably sense. And I think we need bipartisan, comprehensive immigration reform from some grown-ups who are willing to actually stop pointing fingers and start solving problems.
So just one more thing. The last time Republican control really ran through districts like the one you're running for, they flipped some key seats in New York, and that led to the very narrow majority for this Congress. If you are able to flip this seat back to the Democrats, would you support Hakeem Jeffries as the Democratic leader?
I would expect to. The conversations I'm going to have around that decision will be, I will support the person who's going to help me, help my district. And so the conversation, you know, Leader Jeffries is a graduate of Binghamton University. He knows this area well. And I think he would help me deliver real results for this district. And as long as that's right, I'm willing to support anybody who's willing to do the work to help upstate New Yorkers, and I'm willing to take on anybody who's not.
Josh Riley is a Democratic candidate for Congress in New York's 19th district. The seat is currently held by Republican Mark Molinaro, and this is a potential rematch from the last time around in 2022. Josh, I want to say two things here. One is that Representative Molinaro is a regular guest on this show, and we will put some of your criticisms to him the next time he comes around. And secondly, I want to say to you that we look forward to more conversations as the campaign continues. Thank you for spending this time with us, and good luck.
Thanks for doing it. We'd love to come back on. Maybe we'll go back and forth through you. We'll see how it goes.
Oy vey, what did I sign up for?